Hello, Father James Kubicki here, and today we honor the memory of a woman who was so holy and charitable that she was canonized only 4 years after her death in the year 1231. Her name is Elizabeth of Hungary, and when she was a young girl, she was given in marriage to a nobleman named Ludwig. Pope Benedict talked about her in one of his general audiences, and he told this fascinating story of how she used her riches to help the poor. Some people thought her husband would be annoyed at her generosity, but he told them, quote, "So long as they don't come to the castle, I'm happy." Maybe that was his way of saying he didn't want to be bothered by poor people seeking help, but he's also quoted as saying to his wife, "Dear Elizabeth, it is Christ whom you have washed, fed, and looked after." Pope Benedict called theirs a profoundly happy marriage because, in his words, Elizabeth helped her husband to raise his human qualities to the supernatural level, and he, on the other hand, protected his wife in her generosity to the poor and in her religious practices. Pope Benedict concluded his remarks with these words, "Dear brothers and sisters, in the figure of Saint Elizabeth, we see how faith and friendship with Christ create the sense of justice, of the equality of everyone, of the rights of others, and they create love, charity. And from this charity, hope is born, the certainty that we are loved by Christ, and that the love of Christ awaits us, and thus makes us capable of imitating Christ and of seeing Christ in others. Saint Elizabeth invites us to rediscover Christ, to love Him, to have faith, and thus find true justice and love, as well as the joy that one day we will be immersed in divine love, in the joy of eternity with God."